We got Becky Bloom in studio with us. Welcome in, Becky.
Thank you for having me.
You are the director of the North Platte Senior Center, mm-hmm. and we're not talking about the Senior Center so much today. It's about the Golden Games, a decades-old event here in North Platte. You've been a part of this for 17 years, you were telling me.
And yep, close to 17 years I've been.
Next Thursday is the day for this year's Golden Games. Oh, boy.
Yes, it's coming up soon.
That was kind of that interesting sound emanating from your phone there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. First of all, do you know much about the history of this as far as, you know, who thought of it and who got it started originally? Or
I do not know who originally started it. It's been going on for a long, long time. I know me being part of it for about 17 years before that. Dana, who is also a huge integral part of it, she has been a part of it for, I'm sure, close to 30 years, if mm-hmm. not more. but before that, yeah, it's just kind of gotten bigger and grown and kept going every year.
You're referring to Dana Songster, who yep. actually mm-hmm. we've been emailing mm-hmm. and setting this up with you
yes.
coming in, and she's the area RSVP director, retired
mm-hmm.
senior mm-hmm. and senior volunteer program that many communities have. But so I imagine even in your time being associated with this you've probably added some things to it and kind of changed some things a little bit to kind of go along with what people, you know, the 55 plus crowd mm-hmm. is more into. Have you tried to modify things a little bit?
We've added games. Mm-hmm. We've taken games away. We just kind of go by what the people like, what works, what they
right.
do the most. So yeah, we've added.
What's popular.
We've yeah. added a lot of games. We've taken away some older kind of games. And mm-hmm. it just, every year we just kind of, see what they like, roll with it, and just adapt.
You listen to feedback, and
yes,
in other
absolutely.
Words, you're constantly got your ears at, and, you know, mm-hmm. and what the reaction is, and is this something, you know, that really is catching on, and we'll keep it going, or maybe something that we
yes.
should set aside, maybe didn't catch on like you had hoped, but I'm sure you try different things. So this event takes place next Thursday, June 19th, from 9 to 3 at the Rec mm-hmm. Center here in North Platte, and it is free for 55-plussers. So yes. it's got to be a nice thing, too, because I know we were just talking before we started, too, about, you know, and the people in that age group. I know when I turned 55 a few years ago, I was like, I don't feel 55 mm-hmm. most of the time. I mean, sure, I have less energy than when I was, you know, 20s and 30s, but my mentality pretty much stayed the same, and I still feel that
yeah.
that way. So you've got a lot of people that are young in heart and many that still have a lot of energy that can go into this, and that makes for a fun time, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. a lot of the people that are just turning 55, you know, you hear senior, and they don't want to hear that.
No, they don't like that. Like,
but,
yeah.
you know, we don't want to label everybody over 55 a senior, but the games are available for anybody over 55, depending on how you feel, your age, anything. Just come have fun for the whole day. The whole day is free, you know, games, lunch, treats, all kinds of stuff.
You kind of try to mix up a lot of different things by looking at the schedule you have. Let's talk about some of this
yeah.
and how the day's going to go next Thursday. And, of course, you have to start out with a little caffeine boost. You'll have the coffee going there, and people can come at 9 o'clock and enjoy a coffee. And of course, mm-hmm. you got to have some donuts, too.
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's prerequisite.
You got to draw them in.
you get yeah. them in.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start with that. And then about mm-hmm. 9:30, you'll have your opening ceremony. Tell us what that entails.
Our opening ceremonies start off. We have our the color guard comes and presents the flag. We have
you got a scout troop that's going to be
yes,
doing that, right?
We have we have guest appearances that usually come every time. Bruce Richmond will be there. Then we sing our national anthem. The Dowdies are singing that this year. We present yeah. our Shauna Tatman Memorial Golden Senior Award winner. with that. And then once we present that, then we usually go right into it and kick it off with the starting of the first half of the games in the morning.
So you're part of this, I'm guessing, a group of people that pick the award?
Yes, we have a committee. Mm-hmm.
So what goes into, what are the qualifications, or who do you consider?
Everybody kind of puts in nominations who they think someone who has contributed to the community, done a lot of good for the community, a lot of volunteering, and then we all look
at it. Is it restricted for 55 plus then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. Every other year we do, male, female, and then we vote on it.
Oh, y'all, or you just go back and forth between
make it
man or woman.
Make it fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you get that from 9:30 to 10, and then start the fun at 10 o'clock. So tell us about some of the activities and games that we will get to be taking part in next week.
Some of the activities are just for fun. Some of the games are included if you do every single game at least once on your sheet. Then you get to put your card in for a raffle for the grand prize. So some of those games that you have to do for that would be like our bingo, our bowling, our mini golf, our Wheel of Fortune, the steer roping, cornhole, blackjack, ladder ball. Fun ones are the photo booth. You can take a photo. You know, we have big cutouts. We have our sarsaparilla saloon where you can go have a sarsaparilla.
Mm-hmm.
Our Wheel of Fortune, spin for a prize, and Plinko.
What is Plinko? I saw that and I'm like, I don't know what Plinko is.
Like you would have seen on Price is Right, you put your little disc at the top, it comes on down and lands in a category, and then you get to pick a prize from the category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen that at various places before, but I didn't know it was called Plinko.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting. So it looks like from the list here, you got about 12 different activities and games.
Yeah, we have quite a few.
So you're trying to get, I guess the idea to be eligible for the prize, you got to do all the games, but it's not like you have to spend a ton of time. If you got one, maybe it's not your thing, just try it and move on.
Just play it once, get your stamp and
get your stamp.
Yep, go on.
I did my Plinko.
Yep.
Now on to bowling. Mini golf. I'd want a mini golf. See, that's
the most popular ones.
Yeah. I can imagine that. And then the sweet treat walk. How does that work then?
Pretty much just like a cakewalk, and whoever wins gets a full-size candy bar.
All right. Snickers?
We usually try to avoid nuts
in
any of our, but yeah.
It'll be something sweet?
Yes.
That probably you like, for sure. The Wheel of Fortune, do you actually have a wheel that you spin then?
Yeah.
With different
upright
prizes?
Not on the bottom, but yeah. Different prizes on it, lands on it,
okay.
And you either get that prize or you can pick from this table or this table, and yep.
Good deal. Now, how does the steer roping work? Because that would be one I probably, at least mentally, I would be like staying away from probably.
Yeah. Not as entertaining as having a real steer there for us.
Probably
but
not.
The practice steer there, and they have to stand back, and they have the lasso, and they have to try to lasso the steer a couple times and get a score.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the steer moving?
No. That's what I want to know. That would make it a little more interesting, but no.
it's a stay-in-place steer.
Yes.
Then I'd have a fighting chance, maybe. I took it, it might take me an hour to get the lasso around his head. But anyway, that seems interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Cornhole, I know, has become terrifically popular.
Yes, it has. It really has.
In the last 10 to 15 years. Blackjack's always a fun card game there.
Yes.
Ladder ball, what's that?
Ladder ball has the...
She's giving hand signals, and I don't know how to describe it other than she's kind of framing.
The white plastic conduit, and it's got the three levels, and then you throw a string with two balls at each end, almost like golf balls. throw and try to, you got to wrap them around. Each level is worth different points.
A string with two balls attached?
Yeah, almost basically. Like two golf balls with some twine in the middle.
And how do you
try to throw it?
You got to throw it with a twine and try to get it
through. You throw the whole thing and get it to wrap around the one of the three bars, levels.
Okay.
And each one is worth a different amount of points.
Wow, that's interesting. I'd like to see what that looks like when somebody gets it to wrap around. Interesting. I wonder, there's probably a technique, like probably like similar horseshoe maybe, or flick of the wrist or something.
I feel if you throw it and you get the twine to grab, then the balls, the momentum just wraps around and you get it that way.
All right. So you've spoken like somebody who's tried it.
And I've tried it. That's the operative word, yeah.
Maybe not been as successful as you were hoping there, too. And the photo booth. So you got cutouts. You'll have various cutouts there. Like, give us an example of
We've got a jail setting. We have a stagecoach setting, like you're in the back of a stagecoach.
Ooh, cool.
We have a stand-up of John Wayne.
I'd like to do that. Yeah.
Some Western, keeping in with Nebraska Land Days, Western-themed.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Got to be in line with that too. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a couple hours between 10 and noon. We're talking about the Golden Games next Thursday, the 19th, at the Rec Center in North Platte. You take a break for lunch, got to have that. Mm-hmm. And during their lunch, they're going to be entertained. Tell us about the entertainment.
Yep. Well, our young volunteers will go and serve. Mm-hmm. Everybody will sit down and they'll actually take their lunch to them. Don't have to stand in line.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
While they are enjoying their lunch, we will have entertainment from Frontier Review going on so they can enjoy that while they eat.
Is that like a little musical?
Yeah,
music dance.
Music dance. It's really fun to watch. I enjoy it every year because it's a little different every, you know. I like it.
Is it like
they're fun to watch?
Similar to what Front Street does over
very,
in Ogallala?
Very old-timey saloony is kind of what I
old-timey saloony. I like
what
that.
I hear in my head.
I like that.
And I like it. Yeah. It's fun to watch.
Ragtime.
Yeah. It's really
music.
Fun.
Mhm.
Yeah. It is fun.
Makes you think that did I just going through a time warp
and
back in the late 1800s.
Yeah, they do. They are very good. They do a great job.
That's great. So then lunch from 12 to 1 with the entertainment there, and then pick it up with more activities and games from 1 to 2.
Yep, they get their last chance to try to get all those.
Yeah.
All those punches.
Yeah, they haven't done the steer open yet. You got to try that, you know, because you want to be eligible for the big prize drawing. Mm-hmm. And you'll wrap it up between 2 and 2:30, cake, ice cream, and then the drawing to cap things off, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, while they are enjoying their cake and ice cream, then everybody gets a ticket when they first come in, a raffle ticket.
Okay.
And while they're enjoying their cake and ice cream, we are drawing raffle tickets and raffling away our donated and bought prizes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that mostly baked goods or you got some other stuff?
No, it's donated door prizes from businesses around town.
Businesses donate some different?
Some of the prizes are bought with sponsorship money.
Okay, like give us an example of some of the prizes you've had in the past.
Of some of the prizes. Let's see, this year... Some of the prizes we'll have, the movie theater, they donated a popcorn bucket with 4 movie tickets.
Okay.
So awesome deal.
That's worth something, yeah.
Awesome deal there.
Yeah.
Our local restaurants are amazing with gift cards. We'll have some from Rib and Chop, Another Round, Capone's. Everybody's
a lot
real
of fine
great.
Restaurants.
Real great in the community.
Good.
We have a game coming from Bruce's Furniture, a Nebraska beanbag game. So we've got a lot of great prizes this year.
Business is always great. Anytime you put on these things about donating things, I've learned that over the years too. So that'll take place at the end of your time there, and you wrap up around 3 o'clock is the plan next Thursday.
Yep, and then that starts the cleanup for us.
And then you get the fun part afterwards. That's great. I think it's great that you do this it's kind of the lead into the thick of the Nebraska Land Days activities too.
I like it because not just during Nebraska Land Days, but throughout the year, there's so many events. going on for different entities or children. Mm-hmm. There's never a day that's just set aside for the seniors, you know? And so that's what we do. We have our day set aside just for that senior population.
Well, you're the director of the senior center. Mm-hmm. We just throw this out there too. And I know you were telling me that, of course, you have people that have come and taken advantage of what the senior center mm-hmm. offers for you. And you get the great meals, I'm sure, that you offer mm-hmm. To them. But the trouble is we have a younger senior population that are still very, very active, you know, mm-hmm, and they're doing, they're still working for the most part. A lot of them work into their 70s, and then there's children and grandchildren, things going on, and they're just still so active, which is good, mm-hmm. too. But the mindset is, the senior center is not for them. But I'm sure you would want to remind them that, hey, we're here, and don't think of it like a senior center so much as a gathering place with like-minded people to mm-hmm. enjoy other people, you know, of your age group and their company, and just enjoy some fellowship. Right?
And even if you just want to come, think of it as another little restaurant, a restaurant that's there just, you go. That's, you know, that's kind of just for you.
Yeah.
It's a $6 donation, you know?
Right, yeah.
you're never too old to have, you know, a $6 pot roast, or Monday was hot pork sandwich with mashed potatoes and gravy. And
there you
you're never too old to have a good $6 fun lunch, you know?
Well, you should be too young either. No matter what age.
Exactly.
You should
and
like
even if you're not 60, if you want to come with your parent or come with your grandparent, you can still come and eat. You just pay $2 more. It's only $8, which is still less than anywhere else you're going to get a meal. So, yeah, come on in.
Dropping $30 at fast food mm-hmm. places.
Yes.
You can do that too. So just want to make people aware of that. I don't know where the senior center is located, so tell me.
901 East 10th.
Okay. It is the same one that Dana puts on her mm-hmm. Email signature here with the RSVP too.
Located in the same building. Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that. You know, if nothing else, drop in just once in a while and say hi to the folks. And I'm sure you welcome anyone. What are your hours generally that you're open there?
8 to 4. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1.
These are weekdays?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And you can always, I believe the menu is online on the city's website, and you can look and see what we're having every day.
Do people need to call ahead if they're going to have lunch, or
you're just
prepared?
Drop on in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me earlier that mm-hmm. you're averaging about 60.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the meal.
Depending on
some meals, our birthday dinner, or so when we have something, you know, we'll get a lot more in, and then sometimes.
Yeah.
People, you know.
Do you make the menu then? Or?
No, my kitchen manager, Chris,
you have a kitchen
she's
manager.
Good. Yes, she takes care of all of that. Don't know what I'd do without her.
That's good. She probably is always listening. People have suggestions or something
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
that they'd like too. That's great. Becky Bloom has been our guest this morning. She's with the North Platte Senior Center, the director over there, but we've been talking about the Golden Games mm-hmm. next Thursday. Is there a place online that they can get the information from?
Golden Games, we have our own Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
And you can find it,
Golden Games.
Golden Games.
Just mm-hmm. search for Golden Games, and you have your Facebook page up there. And
we'll
all
have a flyer and all the information.
Sounds great. We appreciate it. And it's going to be a great day next Thursday from 9 to 3 at the Rec Center in North Platte. Becky, thanks so much for coming in today. And have a fun time next Thursday, okay?
All right, thank you.